When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Lineup. I'm Dave Prodan, and while we have a gap this week in lineup programming, we do have a fresh episode of One-on-One to Enjoy, hosted by Joe Trappel and featuring a conversation with reigning two-time world champion Felipe Toledo to play today. Before we get to that, though, here are three surfing news items for you to ponder while you sit in your own lineups. The first is the 2023 WSL Challenger Series has come to a close with the completion of the Corona Saquarema Pro presented by Banco de Brazil. Won by Aaron Brooks and Samuel Pupo, the final event of this season's Challenger Series also determined the CS qualifying class for next year's CT. On the women's side, we have former CT surfers India Robinson, Sally Fitzgibbons, and Isabella Nichols rejoining the world's elite alongside incoming rookies Sawyer Lindblad and Alyssa Spencer. On the men's side, returning CT surfers include Samuel Pupo, Imai Kalani-DeVault, Frederico Moraes, Jake Marshall, and David Silva, qualifying alongside new rookies Cole Hauschmidt, Jacob Wilcox, Crosby Colapinto, Eli Hanneman, and Cade Mattson. Congratulations to all the CS qualifiers for 2024, and we will see them in just 3 months' time for the opening event of the next CT season at the Banzai Pipeline. Next up, congratulations to the WSL folks who contributed to the league's big win of the coveted Sustainability Category Award at the Leaders in Sport event in London last week. It's a huge accomplishment and very important for the WSL to be making the effort in sustainability because so much of what we do and love requires a healthy planet. So congratulations again. Finally, the Tahitian community at Chopu has organized a peaceful statement and protest against the projected build of an aluminum judging tower for the 2024 Olympics at that venue. Their concern is that the aluminum tower will have a damaging impact on the reef and local ecosystem compared to versions of the wooden tower that the ASP and then the WSL has been using there successfully for over 20 years. Chopu is such an incredible place with a really special community. I hope they can come to a resolution and that the Olympics will actually contribute to supporting the families and the community there as opposed to having a negative impact. One for all of us to keep our eyes on. All right, with that said, please enjoy One-on-One with Joe Trappel and Felipe Toledo.
The good old clap, take one.
That's right.
How many of you knew what you wanted to be when you were 7 years old? I did. I wanted to be a world champion.
Hey, is there honesty involved in this podcast? Can we be honest?
We can shut your lips.
And then I'll just say, put them up once. Let's go.
He's like, you look too pretty on the wave. Get ugly.
We can talk about DMT if you want.
I thought you were boxing.
You eat a lot of candy?
Nothing. Right before I start.
Are you vegan?
Yes, vegan too.
No, you're not.
I'm vegan as well.
No, you're not.
I'm vegan, I'm vegetarian, a little bit of everything.
It just depends on my day. You are really going with the flow, and I love that.
It just depends on the day.
Felipe, congratulations.
Thank you.
What an incredible year. When you look back on this season and reflect on everything, you know, what really stands out to you?
I feel like, you know, like it was a lot like last year, the whole process and the way I carry myself through the year, it was pretty much the same. And then I feel like what really, you know, made a lot of difference for me was right after my injury in Rio, all the dedication and sacrifice and staying positive and, you know, like really believing that, you know, I was going to be able to surf and finish off the year, you know, in a good position. And I was just able to, you know, navigate through all, you know, that wild ocean of emotions and feelings and negative thoughts. And I was just like, man, I got to go through that, you know, like in the best way possible. And, you know, as we were saying before, I was just going with the flow. You know, I was like, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to, you know, really focus on my recovery right now. And I was proud of myself. I won when I was able to win J-Bay. You know, when I took that trophy home, I was like, okay. You know, I feel like this is the biggest win I've had in quite a few years now. Just the dedication, you know, just the hard work, just the sacrifice, that's already a win for me.
Seeing you limp up the beach in Sakurama, it kind of took all of our breath away. That moment of obviously your streak that you had, you know, of being the guy that was unbeatable at that venue for so many years, and to see you come in with the injuries in Brazil in that moment, take us to that place. I mean, were you kind of thinking in the first moment that you'd be out for the season?
Yeah. My first reaction to everything was just like, oh, it's done. You know, Olympics, finals five, world title, everything's done. And I told my wife that. She was the one with me. I was like, I don't know, it's done. You know, because the pain that I was feeling and the impact that I had, I was like, oh, I blow completely my knee and it's, you know, everything's ripped off. I don't know. It felt like really bad. And then I got to the room with all the doctors, and then they were doing all these tests, and I was there with my wife and Bruna. My physiotherapy was there too, and she was like watching and trying to help. And it was not fun. that moment was not fun. It was pretty scary. And the first moment I thought everything was done.
What was the process to get back in the water and start competing again?
Yeah, so right after MRI, we got some, you know, we had some wonderful news that everything was in place, and it was more of a really, really strong bone bruise. But if I wasn't training and, you know, strong enough, I think my knee would be, you know, I'll be still out of the water. And I was happy that, you know, the training was going really well, and I was able to, you know, not make it worse. So the process was just 3 times more training, 3 times more physiotherapy, and 3 times more positive, you know, energy into my injury and healing it. And, you know, because I know I'm super sensitive with, you know, my body. When I have my PT doing work and everything, I can feel like pretty much everything. And I know when I put my energy into something, it's like, oh, it's either a knee injury or, you know, a sprained neck or something like that. I'm always like putting good energy into it. I was like, oh, it's going to be good. It's going to heal. And, you know, like, and I feel like it works. So yeah, staying positive was one of the hardest part of the process. But yeah, a lot of dedication in J-Bay. I only surfed like once before the event started, and I was just like training and doing the infrared LEDs, and I was doing a lot of training, and the Bruno was there doing all the work, and it was like 2-3 sessions a day. But yeah, it was a long process. It was a long process till I got up on that board and surfed my first wave after the injury.
And J-Bay is such a special place for you.
Yep.
You know, it'd be hard to not have you in that event. So yep. Seeing you there was impressive. But one thing that really blew my mind was your efficiency. And even in your first round heat at J-Bay,
yep.
You just sat in your spot and waited. You know, Kanoa's building a solid heat, you know, and you're just sitting there. Believing in your process, not taking any unnecessary waves.
As you said, that calm and confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a lion.
Yeah, what is that? Exactly. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
What does that feel like? What were you channeling just to basically connect with your relationship with the ocean?
Yeah. I was not going to be able to surf a lot of waves and, you know, like do some big stuff. I was just like, man, the only thing I need is two waves per heat. That's it. I only need two waves. And I was like, I'm just going to get the bigger waves because the bigger the wave, less pressure I put on my knee. It's easier to surf. So it's like, I'll just wait for the bigger ones and surf. And of course, throughout the days, I was just building that confidence on my knee as well. You know, like the more I surfed on it, the better I was feeling. But I was just sitting out there and it's like, I just need two waves. And that's what I'm gonna focus on. And first round, I got that first wave with, I don't know, 20 minutes in. And then I sat for another, I don't know, 10. And then on the last 5 minutes, I got my second wave. And that was it, that was all I needed. You know, it was two waves. And it was pretty much like that every heat. So I was just really focused in two waves. And I had this strategy in my mind. I had, you know, I knew what I had to do and I knew how I had to surf and to adapt and to, you know, like go over, you know, all those pains and, you know, that uncomfortable feeling of surfing, you know, like on the knee, not feeling secure and not confident. So I was just super focused on that and just getting two waves.
It's crazy when you have to formulate a different game plan based on how you feel, you know, and managing the physicality of the demand of how hard you surf to control that for just big moments. And you woke up the morning of finals day in El Salvador and didn't even think you could surf.
Yep.
And then somehow won the event. I mean, it's a marathon this whole season, but that was another one of those ones where you had to dig deep to be able to perform that day.
Yeah, it was interesting. I feel like it was a lot of surfing. I mean, we love El Salvador. You know, there's plenty of waves, and where we were staying, there's a wave right in front. And I mean, we're just like, it was just the boys. It felt like a surf trip for me, because I was just my friends and my trainer, and then Bruno, who's filming, and we're just surfing every day, like 2-3 sessions a day, and training, and eating really good, going to bed super early, but I felt like it was a little bit too much. And then the last day, finals day in El Salvador, woke up, my back was tight. I couldn't move. I was like, oh, my back, my lower back's gone, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I went to the first heat, I was able to make that one. And then after that, I was just like, I can't do it. I was like, man, what am I gonna do now? And I was able to just go back to that zone, you know, like of channeling really good energy into it and just believing I could do it. And I was able to go through that one again.
What did it mean to you to get your first championship tour win in Hawaii this year?
It was special. It was special. Hawaii is a place that, Who doesn't want to have a win in Hawaii? You know, it's either Pipe, Sunset, or Haliva, and take the win, you know, against like very informed surfers, Kyle, Joel, and Griffin, in a really good heat too in the finals. So yeah, it just felt special, that place, that wave, and that day. It was just unbelievable. I mean, we had one of the worst forecasts for Sunset, and then out of the blue, last day, it was just perfect, 6-8 foot, just, you know, perfect waves. I was just like, whoa, I'm gonna take advantage of it, you know. And it was definitely one of my favorite wins too.
WSLstore.com is powered by Shopify. We love the analytics we can check on the go. A lot of us are addicted to checking the Shopify app on our phones. We also love the automations and marketing integrations with our social and YouTube channels. It has incredible features to help us manage our global audience, including international taxation support and great shipping optionality. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling sleek skis, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lineup, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lineup now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/lineup.
Is there one surfer on tour that pushes you harder than anyone else?
I feel like there's quite a few surfers that does that to me, to be honest. You know I love the challenge. I love the adrenaline, you know, of being able to adapt and, you know, change strategies to surf against each surfer. So yeah, I think all of them, they just push me to be better, and they just raise the bars. And I feel like this is, you know, it's getting your sport to a place that we never thought it could have been.
You've achieved something really special that not a whole lot have achieved. You know, one for Brazil going back to back with world titles. You're the first to do that. But now you're joining a class of athletes like Andy Irons, you know, Kelly Slater, Mark Richards, that have gone back to back in world title seasons. Sometimes it's the worst season for a lot of competitors. For Potts, 1990 was his worst because he had celebrated. He finally achieved the goal. You know, for Derek Ho, 94 was he had his worst results following. But for you, it was something different. You know, talking about Mick Fanning, he never went back to back. He said he was exhausted after, especially his first world title. Yep. Things kind of seem different for you.
Yes. It was funny. I remember in Hawaii, Chris Gallagher came up to me and he was like, "How are you feeling?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy." He goes like, "Congratulations. And how's this year is going to be for you? Is going to take that year off that you just cruise and go through the, you know, the events, make the cut." And then it was actually the first person to ask me that, you know, cause I never thought it. I was like, and then I was like, "Oh, that's actually a good question." But then I stopped and I realized, I was like, man, that first world title gave me so much fire to come back and do this again, you know, cause it takes a lot, you know, to be here and to go after that trophy. It takes a lot. So I was just like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then going back and looking at the world title and looking the year that I had, and last year was the year that I had the most fun, you know, and I ended up winning the title. I was just like, man, I feel like I just got to do the same thing, you know. It was fun. It was long year, but it was a fun year, and I loved it, and had so many good free surf sessions and good contests, and consistency was the key for me. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna try to do it again. You know, I told him that. I'm like, no, I'm going to go after another one, you know. And then since that day, I was like, yeah, I'm going after another one. So, yeah, since day one, I was like, I'm going to try to go back to back. But I never thought about the back to back first Brazilian to ever do it. You know, I just won another title, and in the middle of the journey, I was like, whoa, I can do that. You know, if I'm able to pull it off, it's going to be easier. So, Yeah, super, super grateful.
Leading up to the finals, what is your prep like? You know, Tahiti's over, and now you have one day to try to win a world title. What's your process?
Wake up, take the kids to school, come back, have breakfast, enjoy home, rest, recharge. I mean, it's, as I said, it's a long year. Everybody knows that. It's a lot of hard work. And then whenever I'm home, I want to be home. You know, I want to be 100% home and all the attention to my kids, to the wife. And, you know, I knew, like, I could take, like, a week off, you know, right after Tahiti. I feel like we need that, you know, we need that. A whole week, no surfing, just home training, of course, and doing physiotherapy, but no surfing, just really enjoying the moment and taking a little break, you know, in between contests. But, yeah, it was special just to be home, you know, before the finals, and just gave me more confidence.
When does the process start? So you take the week off, and then is there a day where you're like, okay, I'm back in the water, I'm trying to pick the board that you're gonna try to take to a world title?
Yeah, exactly. And then the boards starts to show up at the garage, and the garage starts, you know, to get smaller and smaller the more boards I get. And then I was just like, I feel like I gotta get back in the water now and start surfing and start figuring out equipments and, you know, just getting that confidence too, back in the water, feeling my knee, and I was just like, okay, time to surf, and I was training, surfing. Family starts to come up, and friends staying at the house, and the vibes are, you know, really good, and I was just like, okay. But to be honest, I got super confused on choosing boards. I had so many good boards that it was hard to choose one. I was just like, man, I don't know what to do. And every time I surfed on a board, I was like, oh, this one feels good. And my dad, yeah, another one. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm gonna do now. But I ended up pulling the board from El Salvador and J-Bay. And it was an old faithful that was there sitting on ice. And I was like, oh, your time has come. It's your day, let's go. And yeah, I was just, even the day before, I was insecure, you know, with myself, not with my surfing, not with the training, not with my knee, just with my mind, you know, like, because it's super easy to go the other way on the weak, you know, like, side of it. They're just like, oh, you can't do it, or maybe it's not going to be enough, and you think your knee's okay, you know, like, all these weird thoughts. I was just like, man, it's not gonna happen, you know, like, this, let's get out of my head. And I was able to talk to my wife and talk to my dad and mom, and yeah, it was really good. Next morning, woke up just like beast mode, let's go, put the jersey on and let's do it, you know. And yeah, it was pretty special.
So the doubts came the night before.
Oh yeah, the night before. Wow. Yeah, in the shower. I was like, babe, please get in here. I need to talk. And then, yeah, I was just talking to her, you know, for a few hours, actually. And yeah, he helped me out a lot.
Massive. Did you sleep that night?
Oh, yeah, like a baby. Like a baby. I was home, sleeping on my own bed, you know. It was good.
So going through the doubts, your wife's there by your side, your family,
yep,
to get your head straight.
Yep.
Take me through the day. You wake up, what happens next?
Yeah, I woke up, I've been waking up super early every day. It's like 6:15, 6:20 in the morning. And then woke up the whole house, because I have a few friends that are staying at my house and some family too. And everyone was already awake. I was like, I think someone's nervous here. Everyone is super excited. They're all, you know, the anxiety was flowing through the whole house. I was like, okay, I know what's going on. And it was like, you guys, I know everybody's super excited. Everybody's, you know, has the vibes, the levels elevated. But yeah, it's just another day. Let's go through the day just like we did the last couple of days. We're gonna go there and we're gonna surf and we're gonna have fun. And I feel like my tranquility and my, you know, the zone that I was, you know, like super relaxed and calm. I feel like it brought them some peace as well. They're just like, oh, okay, I think he's calm right now. So let's relax, you know, everyone, let's relax. But yeah, woke up super early. Everyone was up and everyone's trying to figure out like, oh, we're gonna go right now. We're gonna watch all the heats and not, what are we gonna do? And then they all ended up going before me. And then I was just there, me and my wife and the kids. I had Rafa as well, who's my trainer. And yeah, and choosing boards, I had, you know, everything prepared last night, the night before. Had my bag with all the fins and, you know, leashes and everything that I needed. I was like, okay, everything's here, everything's good to go. And I was just like, okay, put the boards in the car, get the kids in the car, music on. And to be honest, I was nervous, but not in a bad way. More of like excited to make it happen, you know? And I've been there, that was my third time in the finals and I know how it works. And I noticed that all the boys were just like, okay, yeah, I gotta be prepared. It's one day, it all happened super fast. And I was like, yeah, it happened super fast, but you guys have no idea how fast it actually happens, you know? It's just like, it's 6 hours, just like, nonstop, you know, like adrenaline and everyone's like, all the nerves are, you know, it's insane. It's insane. And I was like, I know how to go through that. And I'm gonna leave the I'm gonna, you know, be in the moment. I'm gonna be present. I'm not gonna think about like what's gonna happen later or it's gonna happen. If what is happening, I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna be present and I'm gonna enjoy this moment because, you know, I deserve to be here. I work so hard and I'm just gonna, you know, like enjoy the process, you know, as I've been doing the whole year. Put the music on, kids are singing, we're having a good time, show up at the beach. A lot of support. And it was funny too, because I got down there, the beach was like full of red shirts. I was like, man, the beach is packed. And now I'm feeling what they feel in Brazil, right? I was like, whoa, yeah, I never been in this position, you know? And it was something new for me. Because, I mean, every other stop on tour, we have a lot of people, but it's not like pulling for one guy. Everybody's there as a fan. They love surfing. They train everybody every heat. So just, it's different than Brazil. Brazil, it's like the Brazilians, they love it. They're aggressive in a good way. They're passionate. And I was feeling that here, but in the opposite side, I was like, whoa, this is how they feel, you know? And then when I see that Griffin went down, I was like, whoa. You know, the whole beach was like kind of, I was like, well, at least the red shirts are gonna turn black now. You know, I mean, it was either Ethan or me. I mean, like I've been here for 10 years. I live in San Clemente. I feel like they kind of have to, you know, they have to. But yeah, and then got there watching all these heats and, you know, just getting into the zone of just like turning on competitive mode. Let's go, you know, and headphones on, just looking at the waves and, you know, like really focus in my game, my strategy, being present and just like, just enjoy the moment and go do it. You know, I was in that zone and I mean, that, you know, just watching that and seeing Ethan going all the way and I was like, man, it's going to be a good heat, that's for sure. And that first heat was one of the best heat I've ever competed. For sure. I think we deserve a prize for that.
100%. That heat and that back and forth that you guys had. Your carve to punt, his two-turn combination, I think was one of the best back-to-back like exchanges I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But to see Ethan coming for you,
yep.
You know, for him to ice out the crowd that was going for Griff.
Oh, yeah.
To see him coming, I mean, was that the first heat you saw that day, or did you watch any heats before that?
I was watching from home, and I watched the first heat. It was Joel and Jack, and then I watched the second half of Joel and Ethan, and then I watched him silence the crowd. the whole beach. I was like, whoa, you know, he did it. And for Ethan too, just coming back from an injury, and you know, like that's, we had similar process to be here today, you know, and of course for him was a little bit harder. One event left, you know, and everything was going perfect. The seating was pretty much locked, and he needed to make like one or two heats, I don't know, and ended up, you know, breaking his back, fracturing his back. And for him to come back and go all the way, it was awesome. You know, I told him in the water, I was like, man, what you did was special, you know, and be proud, and because it was pretty sick, actually.
So you're not afraid to watch guys come for you in this format. Yeah. It seems like that could potentially cause nerves. We see that, you know, with Carissa the last couple of years. But yep. For you, like even watching Ethan yep. Do some of the best open face surfing yep. Of the year, and then knowing you have to, you know, basically win a world title against him.
Yep.
Does that just fuel your fire to compete?
Yes. You know, if I want to win a world title, I want to compete against the best. And he was the best that day. You know, when we got in the water, I was super ready to go. I was super ready to go. I was like super confident. And, you know, watching Ethan's, you know, path all the way to the final, I knew what he was doing. I knew what he was, like the strategy that he wanted to use. And I was like, I'm just gonna, you know, go there and try to, you know, like, cancel all his chances. And every time he was firing a wave right in front, I was firing one back, or either like I'm in the first one, he's in the back, in the second wave, and then we're just like going back to back. And I was like, I felt like I was one step ahead of him, you know, like on the strategy and mentally, that, you know, I was able to pull it off. And I feel like that first seat, it was the main heat. You know, I feel like if he ended up winning that heat, it could have, you know, been different. But I knew I had to win that first heat, and that probably, I mean, I'm just being honest and saying what I felt like, you know, in the moment. And I felt like that got into his head, you know, in that moment. And then I even told my dad, I was like, I got into his head, and second heat, I'm just gonna play strategy and be smart and try to take it away, like right at the start, which it didn't happen, but I did.
Manduka was founded in 1997 with the simple idea that a better yoga mat could make a world of difference. For generations, Manduka has revolutionized the yoga space by providing purposely crafted products that enable a more joyful practice, whatever that looks like for you. The collaboration between Manduka and Jerry Lopez honors Jerry's profound dedication to both surfing and yoga disciplines. The limited edition collection showcases Jerry's signature camouflage print inspired by his surfboards. It fuses his iconic surf style with Manduka's commitment to quality and sustainability, offering everyone a unique expression of their practice. We all know that having the right gear is essential, and a yoga mat is no different. Feel the benefits of yoga with Manduka's soulfully engineered, eco-friendly products designed to inspire your practice wherever you go. The Manduka and Jerry Lopez collection want to inspire you to practice yoga however you choose to. And from now until June 10th, you will get 15% off of all products when you visit manduka.com with the code THELINEUP15. That's manduka.com. Code the lineup 1515.
When you think about winning a world title in the water and calling it one of the best heats, if not the best heat of your career,
yeah.
And then to also your mind as a competitor in the art of war, feeling everything going in motion. I mean, yeah. In the years past, we didn't always have that scenario. And for you to live that, where you're doing your best surfing to clinch your second world title, I mean, yeah. That's as good as it gets.
Oh, for sure. And then I get mad at people that ask me, I was like, oh, I don't like this format. I don't like it. It's not fair. I'm like, bro, you start the year already, you know already what you have to do. And like, you have a finals five for Matt, and then you have 10 events in the year. You have to work it out, you know, go do it, you know. And I feel like he brings a lot of the attention for a surfers, for a sport in one day, you know. And you know, as I said, I was prepared for that, and people were just like, oh, you could have, you know, like, if he was like way back in the years, you would have been a world champion already. And I'm like, yeah, I know the risks, and I know what I'm getting into, and I'm ready for the challenge, you know. And I feel like he brings more excitement to win the world title. And I feel like that trophy feels a little heavier, you know, with this format, because it brings a lot of the attention, and I just feel like it's sick.
I agree. Yeah. And it's a special day. It goes by so fast. The pressure that you guys feel, and you figured out a way to handle that. I mean, even to go into your first title, 10 years in the making, you know, from all the highs and lows. And you were able to win in back-to-back title matches in the previous year. So there's some, even going to last year's world title, being able to achieve that with confidence and not worrying about losing your season wearing yellow.
Yeah.
I mean, how is that process?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a process that it happens during the whole year. You know, it's, you just gotta trust it and put the effort into it. And I knew it, you know, like I knew how, what I had to do and where I had to push it and where not to. And I'm saying, like, in my personal life, in my professional life, and surfing, I had some low moments as well. And, you know, I got into my head and I'm like, ah, man, I don't know. And then, like, Portugal was one of them, you know. I was not in that event. I was not in that. I was like, I felt like Portugal never happened to me. But it was part of the process. I needed that feeling, that moment to get better and to understand what do I have to do, and, you know, to get where I want to. So it's little like goals that we achieve during the year for a bigger goal. So it is a long process. But I was able to find the formula to have fun doing it.
Your legacy just grows when you become a multiple time world champion. You know, just your name gets bigger and bigger as in part of surfing history. I know Medina always wanted three, you know, that was always his goal to start. Do you have that goal of what class you want to be in when it's all said and done with the number of world titles?
To be honest, I didn't even believe I was going to be sitting here talking to you with two world titles. I had that one last year, and then I was like, I won it, but at the same time, I was like, is it too much to ask, you know, like to go back to back, you know, and I was like, yeah, am I going to be able to do it? I never had that thinking of like, oh, I won three, I won four. I was like, no, I just want to win the world title, you know, and that's like, that's better than I ever imagined. So, yeah, I don't know. I love two, I love three, and we'll see what's gonna happen. But I feel like I'm in the best, you know, moment of my life professionally, personally, and I'm just gonna take advantage of it. So we'll see what's gonna happen.
What happens now? How do you take in an incredible year? What's the off season gonna look like for you?
Oh man, beers, barbecue, family, home, resting. Just a perfect off season. Now I'm gonna enjoy as much as I can, and you know, I got to travel too much and not seeing the kids, and now, you know, like it's a new moment of our lives, you know, kids are going to school and we're trying to adapt into this new routine, and the wife's not going to be able to travel as much, so I'm just going to take advantage of being home and being with my kids and with my family. But maybe a quick surf trip somewhere and just really surf and relax, bring a tweenie out and just, you know, like enjoy. And because I mean, like we need to have those moments in surfing, to really relax and enjoy, you know, not have a obligation in the water. It's like, oh, you have to make a heat or we need this photo. No, stop, do it again. Let's film, you know. No, it's just to go and surf and as much as I want. If I want to surf, I surf. If I don't, I just go have a margarita in the bar and and enjoy. I'm going to enjoy as much as I can. And, you know, I feel like I got into a point that I love the training too, and I'm just going to do it, you know, like to for fun. But I know that's going to help me in a long way. So I'm going to bring that in the routine as well and just enjoy and have fun.
You remind us all the time that you're not surfing for yourself.
Yep.
Every time you come in,
yep.
Every time you talk in a post-seat interview,
yep.
But more importantly, this world title that we just witnessed, your second,
yep.
The way you looked at your son, your daughter, your wife, your mom, your dad,
yep.
You know, siblings, all there. I mean, that moment just is so special to watch.
It's been crazy, you know. As I said, I wasn't there, you know, when they were born. You know, I wasn't home. I was surfing, I was competing. And it is for them, it is for my family. It's for myself, you know. I've been through a lot, and to be here today, it's a miracle, and it's a goal that, you know, I've always dreamed since I was a little kid, you know. And I remember this moment looking up to my dad. I was like, Dad, I want to be a professional surfer. I want to be a world champion. I was like 6, 7 years old. I don't know. And then he was like, man, it's a long run, but we're going to make it happen. You know, I'm going to be here for you. And family was always there for me, you know, through the best moments of my life, through the hardest one too. And I felt like I needed to go through all that to be here today. So yeah, it is special. It is for them.
Felipe, you're a true champion of a human being.
Thank
first
you.
Off, undisputed world champion of our sport in back-to-back years. Enjoy every bit of your off season.
I will.
And I can't wait to see you do it all over again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Abrazo.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Tamo junto.
Woo. Always.
Always. Always.
So that's it. That was One-on-One with Joe Trappell and Felipe Toledo. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week with a fresh episode of The Lineup. Until then, I hope you safely get some waves wherever you are, and we'll see you next Tuesday. WSLStore.com is powered by Shopify. We love the analytics we can check on the go. A lot of us are addicted to checking the Shopify app on our phones. We also love the automations and marketing integrations with our social and YouTube channels. It has incredible features to help us manage our global audience, including international taxation support and great shipping optionality. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling sleek skis, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lineup, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lineup now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/lineup.